author friends, welcome back to Write It, a podcast for writers and authors. I am your host, Deanna Martinez-Bay, and this is episode number 30. So in today's episode, I thought that I would share my insights on what I had to do to get my book or books into the local library. Now, I do realize that the steps do change for state to state, maybe even county to county, town to town, but I wanted to come on and I wanted to talk to you about what I did to get my books into my local library. And I'm sure that you can take away some helpful information from what I had to do. This way you can do it too. So you might be thinking, Deanna, what are the benefits of having my book in the local library? I want to sell books. I don't want to give them away for free. I get it, but let me put this little bug in your ear, right? So in order for people to learn about our books, they have to see them or maybe hear about them from someone else. So it's important to have your book in the library because people will see it. Now, I have a total of 18 books right now that I have published. I have one of my books in the local library, and I chose the one that I wanted to start with. I chose Two Girls and an Oven, How 12 Weeks of Cookies Saved My Life, because my reviews on this book were good. They kind of touched my heart a little bit, if I'm being honest, and I had people say that this book should be made into a Hallmark movie and this and that, so I figured it would be perfect for the library. So anyway, the benefit of having the book in the library is that people can check out this book and read it, and then at the back of all my books, I also list other books that I have written. So at that point, I would guess that they will go to the library and see if they carried more of my books. And when they see that they don't, they would head over to maybe Amazon or, you know, somewhere to purchase one. So that's how having your book in the local library will benefit you. It will grow you as an author. It will build your brand and it will allow people to learn about your books. All right. All that being said, this is what I had to do. So first, I went to my local, let me get this straight because it's a tongue twister, my local county public library website. Woo! I cannot say that fast three times in a row. Not going to happen. So anyway, for me, I live in Wake County, so I went to Wake County public library website, and that's where I learned about how to move forward with potentially having my book in the library. So I went to the website and there I found this following information. So what I had to do is I had to print out a form and fill it out. I had to send that form along with one copy of the book to the address on the form. At that point, whoever's in charge of getting books into the libraries would read my book from cover to cover to determine if it was suitable for the library. And at that point, they would get back to me. So this is all I knew when I sent the book in the paper to the address on the form. I waited and waited, and I'll be honest with you, it didn't take too long. I mean, maybe a couple of weeks tops, but I guess it depends on how many books they're receiving and how busy they are. So I received an email because the form did ask for a valid email address. I received an email that said, "Congratulations, we're going to have your book in the library, and this is what you need to do." So what I had to do was I had to send them, I believe it was 7 additional copies. Now, this is probably going to vary depending on the county in which you live. It probably depends on how many libraries there are, and I would imagine that they may not ask for one book for every branch, but maybe enough to go to their most popular branches. And I'll explain why I think that in a moment. So they asked me to send 7 additional copies to a particular address. Or I could take the 7 copies into my local branch, let them know why I'm bringing them in, and they would mail them to the appropriate place. So that is what I did. I just want to add that the book does have to have the title on the spine in order for the library to carry the book. And so I took a video when I brought my books to the library because, of course, I wanted to document it on social. I mean, this is a big thing. It was exciting. And so I took a video of it. The librarian even allowed me to film her to put in my video. It was real quick. Like, I didn't make her talk or even, you know, do anything. I just asked before I did it, though. And I created this little video. So I brought my 7 books into the local my local branch, and then they sent them. I would imagine they sent them to the same location where I sent the initial book with the paper. And then at that point, they prepare them and get them put into the system, and they send them out to the local branches. Now, the reason that I said earlier, I feel like they ask for a certain number of books to go to their most popular branches, is because I went into my local branch this week and went to the computer, and I pulled up my book, and it came up in the system, and I was so excited. Of course, I took a picture of it. And then I went to where I thought it would be located on the shelves, because it said, like, in stock on shelf. So I went, and I looked, and I didn't see it. And there was another author there with the last name Martinez. So I figured I would probably be right after that author, being Martinez Bay. But I didn't see it. So I went to the librarian, and who was sitting behind the desk, and I asked her, like, I told her what was going on. So she looked it up in the system, and she says, okay. She said, it says it's on the shelf, but we don't have it here at this location. Would you like me to get it in here for you? And I said, yes. And then I explained why. And she got all excited and made a big deal out of it. And so she actually ordered one to have sent to my local branch. Like, I wanted to, you know, check it out. My plan is when I go to pick up the book to check out, I'm going to, like, put it on the shelf and take a picture of it because, you know, I want to see it on the shelf and have a picture for social and everything. It's a big deal. And I know I've said that already, but it's a big deal. So anyway, that's the process that I had to go through to get my book into the local library. It was not difficult at all. It was easy. It took not much time, and I made it happen. So I encourage you as an author to do the same, to go to the website for your local library branch and see what their process is for you to get your books on their shelves. So I hope that you found this information that I shared with you today about getting your book into the library helpful. Like I said, even if it's not the same exact process for you where you live, I'm sure it's something similar. So it would at least give you an idea that it's not a long, drawn out, difficult process. It was pretty easy, and it happened rather quickly too, which I am very, very thankful for. So thank you, Wake County Public Library, for enjoying my book and accepting it onto the shelves. So here's to happy writing, friends. If you guys ever have any questions pertaining to a podcast episode here, I do have a group over on Facebook. It's called the Inner Writing Circle and Write It Podcast with author Deanna Martinez Bay. I know that's long. I know it's long. Just search for the group, the Inner Writing Circle, or the Inner Writer Circle. You could probably even put Write It Podcast and it would come up because it's also in the title. Anyway, go join the group. And what I do is every time that I publish a new podcast episode, I link it to the group. I go to the group and I put the link. And then if there's any, like, pertinent information that I need to share about the episode, I will write it in the comments, otherwise known as AKA show notes. So sometimes if I have a blog post that I've written about the episode, I'll link it in the comments, or maybe a YouTube video, I'll link it in the comments, or, you know, anything that's helpful that we talked about during the episode, I'll do that, put them in the comments as well. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your support. Please follow my podcast, rate my podcast with a 5-star if you love it, and share it with your friends, okay? Here's to happy writing, friends. Talk to you soon.